It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 730.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy 730. Bloody brilliant.
Cheers.
Friday night drinks, prime time.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
What are you,
Sev, Sev, nice. Lift your glass, please. Lift your glass.
Clearly.
Lift your glass. Are you that drunk?
Not having anything.
Because you didn't have a...
Nah, I'm not having anything tonight.
Why not?
What's happened? Then I just didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like it, to be honest.
And yeah? I actually, I respect that.
Do you?
Yeah, no,
I respect it.
No, I just, I feel like sometimes if you don't feel like it, why bother?
Do you respect me stopping sending your JobKeeper amount? Do you respect that? Or?
I feel like that's a bit unfair. If he just because he doesn't drink, because you don't drink. That was the joke.
No, I just
That was directed at you, mate. That wasn't directed at me.
Was that directed at me?
No. It was Sev's. This is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that he's was more coherent very... when he's actually had a few gins.
He's more funny.
At least.
I've been.
Good, Sev's. I'm just pulling your little leg.
I've been having some chocolate coated almonds to start off, and feeling lovely. Good.
Fired up.
Yeah, real fired.
Today I thought we should call a board meeting. Most of our serious admin gets worked out on the show, and I think there's a bunch more that we need and bring people in on it. It's we're community here. We've got the Gronk Squad. And
what would you like to talk about?
Well, yeah, I mean, it needs to be loud, whatever we're talking about, and it needs to come from a specific megaphone that's brought to you by...
Whale Pod Analytics.
No. What do you mean?
Is
it not Whale Pod Analytics? I'm being serious. We haven't spoken about the next person.
Are you serious?
Are you outrageous? Oh. Mate, it's literally, if you went on Trello and you looked in today's category, it's right there. I put it all in for you.
Okay, yeah.
So Rory paid how much? He paid $50.
Yeah. I know.
And so what's the deal?
Someone's bad news for Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, George, I mean, you spent yesterday crafting a beautiful piece of content which explained how our megaphone works and the sponsorship rights to the megaphone work. George, tell Josh what's happening.
So, sorry about my delay, everyone.
If you don't bring it up, it's not an issue, you know. No, seriously.
And if you don't interrupt him, it won't be an issue.
No, I had to say it.
If he gets interrupted, it takes him 5 minutes to walk out.
Part of my shtick, Josh. So Rory put in $50 yesterday, and he got naming rights for the megaphone. Well done. Not like 12 hours later, he was. Pipped at the post by Cam Van, who put in $65.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing that I'm not sure on, so Cam's name is Cam Cook. So he just transferred us how much?
$65, which is the new amount, and you have to beat it by increment of five if you want to knock
five.
Cam Van off. But today, and I think it's each episode, this is the admin, right? If whoever it was yesterday, they get an episode. Today is... brought to you, the megaphone is brought to you by
Cam Van. Cam Van is the official naming rights sponsor of the Daily Talk Show megaphone. Cam Van.
Do we have a URL?
Cam Van on Instagram and camvan.com.au.
CAMV for Victoria, AN Cam Van.
Yeah. Cam, you know what? Cam is an absolute gentleman. He did our original black and white photography of Josh and I. Remember those days? Yeah. Remember when it was just you and me just in there?
Simpler times.
It was more confusing times, but, you know, it was back in the olden days. Black and white, that's what the photos were. Yeah.
And so,
in the olden days.
I am a little bit confused, though, with what's actually happening. So, because we received someone who gave us $100 on PayPal.
No, he didn't. No, we didn't.
No,
we haven't.
Oh,
that was an email. Dude, what have you been doing today?
Did you think the same thing, Sev?
You heard too much.
Because Sev said this is a disaster. So this is so funny. No, this is actually funny. Kate Mead obviously sent her $100 for her merch, but I thought she'd sponsored the megaphone.
No, Josh. Oh. It's paper. No. So here's the thing. You could buy the you could buy it now for $70 and get tomorrow as the megaphone sponsor. But if you, or you could go 10 grand and then no one would beat you. So you'd have it for a long time.
But so shouldn't Kate have gotten today's megaphone sponsorship?
No, because she didn't send cash. Mate, we don't.
She sent it on
No, she didn't.
No, she hasn't.
She hasn't sent anything, Josh. It was an email. And you're getting, you're diluting Camvan's message here. It's absolute, this is a nightmare.
So what happens with, okay.
Unless you send cash on PayPal.
We haven't received the money yet.
I think it actually, I saw a PayPal email.
Nah, you've lost the plot.
Nah.
Yeah, no, that's what I saw.
You've lost the plot.
Kate Mead.
You've lost the plot.
It's definitely not. I mean, TJ,
this is what I mean by we're doing real admin. We've been around it. We've been across it today. It's just in an email. This is beautiful. I mean, we need to create a rock solid system because if you can get a megaphone sponsorship with just sending an email with the, imagine if someone
sending
a fake PayPal. So the protocol is, Sevs is keeping strict records of who's next in line for megaphone sponsorship and naming rights. And so today is Camvan, which we love. Great photographer, one of the best in Melbourne. And until
he's
someone pays...
He's also called Camvan because he's got a van full of like lighting and equipment. Grip and stuff. So if you're a photographer, he also is great for that.
Dude, I just wanted excuse to to get him on set just to light out something. You know, I just want to light shit. Just want to light it. Anyway, so until someone pays 70 and then they knock Cam off... And they can pay more than 70, as George said in his beautiful little video. But yeah, so I hope that someone just comes in and highballs it. So they've just sort of, you know, got the monopoly for at least a week until someone else realizes.
Yeah, I was talking to Mum this morning, and she's like, "I wanted to put in 100, but I was like, I'd feel bad because then I'd be winning by so much." I'm like, "Do it. Yeah. That's the whole idea."
Well, the funny thing is, now that we've opened ourselves up to sort of whoring ourselves out, I got a request saying, hey, I got a DM, a personal DM from Ryan saying like, hey, mate, I got $150 to spend. Could you do me a video ad for his business?
And it's like, all right, mate. Well, I mean,
so I don't know if we're sort of cannibalized a big media company, but doing $150 ads?
Dude, no, this is only the megaphone because if I come to your house and I throw that megaphone off your balcony, this deal's done. There's no such thing as megaphone naming rights anymore.
Yeah.
It just goes back to a couple of gronks talking. And so I'll smash your megaphone. I don't give a shit. If this gets out of hand, I'll beat the shit out of your megaphone. I'll leave you alone, but the megaphone will be done. So it's all
I'm hot. There is an interesting point. So if... in between two shows, right, if someone makes a payment and so they become the new naming right, and then someone makes another payment in between those two shows, what recognition goes to the person who made the first payment?
Yeah, so
because they're not technically in the lead now.
Sevs, because what happens is you are going to keep a strict diary of this. And so we may get ahead to like... Oh, I see what you're saying. If someone doesn't know the tally, this is what I mean. Yeah. We need a spreadsheet. Yeah. We need a spreadsheet.
We need a public. It needs to be on the website.
Public spreadsheet. Yeah, that's what I mean. Mm. Public spreadsheet. Don't they do that? Can't you do a public Google spreadsheet?
So there's a few examples that I feel like we could use as reference. The one is the guy that sold every pixel on his website. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He made $1 million bucks.
That's amazing. What about
Jason Zook?
Jason.
Matt Diavella's mate. He sold his a t-shirt that he wore every day. So he had a specific t-shirt that was a brand. But then he also... Yeah. Sold his name. He changed his name for cash.
You know what's annoying about the changing name for cash is that, you know, when you come through on an international flight and you have to say, have you had another name? Mm. It's like a section on the, you know, check-in. I wonder if he has to declare. I wonder if he just has to declare it though, because it wasn't like gone from Jason to Ben, it was like something quite quirky, wasn't it? For his...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure. Yeah, it was probably like
if you got paid cash for it, it'd have to be quirky.
Well, it was for a brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, Sev,
was it for a
brand?
Quite good. That's crazy.
So you're quite good, Sev, for, you know, in terms of keeping track of things. I hoped. I like to think.
Mm.
At least think you're better than me at it.
I don't know. I feel. I don't know if that's true. But on the whole name thing, Georgie boy, can you tell the story of your mate who's had two names and his phone bill?
What?
Yeah, so... Well, my friend Tani, who I live with, his actual birth name is different to Tani. It's actually Christopher. And but, you know, he was born in New Zealand and all this stuff. So, anyway, he's got two names. And he's he hasn't been paying his phone bill with Telstra for, like, a year. Just hasn't had one. And he's trying to work out what's going on, went into Telstra to try and figure it out and stuff like that. And his account just like doesn't exist. And Telstra have got another name attached to that phone number somehow. So he's going, these are my two options. They're going, sorry, it's neither of those. So basically he's like, my phone's working. Like I'm making calls and stuff. So there has to be a name attached. Like, yeah, well, we can see there's a name, but you're wrong. And
we can't give it
anyway,
to him.
Anyway, then they just made it. Yeah, they can't give it to him because he's got like different IDs and different names and stuff like that. But for some reason, the Telstra name is something completely different. And they basically just said, look, you're just going to have to buy a new phone outright and start from scratch because you don't have an account.
So who's paying for it? Is anyone paying
for the
phone?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know. It's like, we don't know. Someone must be paying for it or something.
Mm.
Or
Jesus.
There's another credit card attached to it. I've got no idea.
But it's got nothing to do with Tani and he hasn't paid a cent of it. I mean, at what point did he flag that maybe I haven't paid my bill in over
Georgie boy, the bit that you're not saying is he paid double on his bill for a year, which got him to that point of credit.
Yeah, he had credit. And then, so that must have, you know, somehow impacted it. But yeah, just weird. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. He just had to buy a new phone and just get a new account.
Yeah, so just news in, we've had a PayPal purchase. What happens in this case?
Well, yeah, so
I mean, this is where,
so I'm
where,
quite,
this is the board meet.
I'm quite rattled at the moment.
Okay. So this is the board meet.
I mean, look, a couple of things.
Is he just frozen?
What I'm stressed about right now is it's a bank payment.
Ah, BSB.
No, it's not.
Oh, here we go. No, why?
I think it is.
Oh, yes, it is.
Invoice?
I think it is.
Have we got proof of remittance?
Guys, I'm...
What?
Oh, yeah, we need proof of remittance. Josh, I think you're a genius, mate, and I knew I got into business with you for a reason.
For some reason.
Unless we see remittance. So, okay, what's happened? Oh, my God. What's happened is someone has sent through paying for some merchandise, which was the PayPal fuck-up that we made, and then using the same BSB and account number, they've then sent through $80, which means they would knock Camvan, unbelievable business here in Melbourne, off the Megaphone naming rights sponsor. But what that means is we need, like you said, Josh, remittance. Unless we see remittance.
We need proof.
So
we have to have...
No, but isn't... I think that I've just gotten a notification for CommBank on the app.
Oh, my God. Oh. Josh, we need sound effects. This is fucking big. Have you got stuff going on? You can just...
Josh.
I just had a private number calling me.
Can you ask... You're rattled today, JJ. Are you okay, Bubba?
I'm hot. It's way hotter than I was expecting and I'm wearing a beanie.
So you take your beanie off.
And your jumper.
Nah, I feel like my hair's it's not looking great.
I like your hair.
Thanks.
I like your hair. Okay. Can you just give one final proper send-off? Yeah, Josh, can you give one final proper send-off to the Camvan and get into... Can you just look at what he wanted you to push? Look at what he wanted you to share.
Where would
it's
I
in the
find
PayPal
that?
Description
Trello,
or in
Trello,
the Trello.
Trello, okay.
Sevs has put it on a platter for you.
Okay. Just logging into Trello.
And
this is great.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Mason, can you put in the Trello also for the next one, because that's about to have to get read out.
Am I getting any commish, by the way?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you should have told me. Here we go.
I did. You've lost it.
Okay. So the point of the megaphone is that I actually just have some other announcement and it just happens to be brought to you by them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Could you give us an update on your tea potentially?
Oh, yeah. No, Josh, that's a great announcement. Have you made it through almost the first day of being a tea guy?
Because Nick Callan said that I'd only do 4 days and I'm on day one. So I'm actually hashtag counting for Nick because I'm determined to fucking prove that smug guy wrong, you know? Okay, here we go. And he's drinking orange juice and it's fucking 4:30. Hang on. he's got a beer. It's a beer. Sorry. Okay. All right. Ready?
Yep.
The tea drinking is going well. This is brought to you by our megaphone sponsor, Cam Van. At Cam Van on Insta, that's C-A-M for Mary, V for Van, A-N for Nelly. Or you can visit his website, camvan.com.au.
Great. I love it. Yeah, well done.
That's Josh, solid.
Cam, well done, Cam Van. Absolute great.
Unfortunately, the alarm has to go full volume. So I wonder how long before the neighbours crack it. Anyway. Could you imagine if I had the megaphone
really
during the
24-hour
stream?
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm the guy that calls triple zero. I'm very wary of having triple zero called on myself.
Yeah.
But I did think I have it next to my bat. This is like my baseball bat. So if I, because remember I saw MacPat getting ram raided. So imagine, like, no joke, imagine at like 2 a.m, you see
got remittance, by the way. Just
okay, proof of remittance.
We did get confirmation in the app, but I've also got confirmation.
Okay, perfect. Can you put in Trello exactly what I need to say?
Yeah, this is great.
And so, no, so what I'm going to do is I have the megaphone at the side of my bed. If I see something, even Bree can now call 000 and I can just say,
yeah,
stop that now. You are being watched. Move away from the Mac pack.
Like, I've done some naughty shit in my life, and if that happened, oh, dude, once
what would you do? You would shit yourself, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I tell you about shitting myself. I cannot believe I did not shit my pants. No, and there was no poo in pants. I jumped up. There's something called a back on. It's not good. You shouldn't do it. I hope my son doesn't do it.
Is it a kanga?
You stand on the back of a train and you hold on to the bars, and it's absolutely terrifying. Silly. When you think about it, but and irresponsible. But we used to do them when we were young, called back-ons, and you'd stand up, hold on, and be on the on the back of the train, so outside of the carriage, very dangerous. We did it once, and there was a train station that had like an under bit where you could like crawl up on the rocks and then sort of come out the back when the train pulls in and stops. Mm-hmm. We jumped up onto the back of the train, and there must have been a train driver that was off duty sitting in the back of the train, and he just went, honk!
And would be scary.
We're like at the like a train horn is like a air compressed. It's like a so loud. My brain just rattled in my skull, and I jumped off, hit my head, fucking ran down. Oh my God! It was the most terrifying thing. Mm. But I think even like when you're doing naughty stuff, I've done naughty stuff. And you're on the edge, like you're expecting to get caught, or you're thinking someone's going to be around, and hopefully they're not. Sometimes I hope you get caught if you're doing naughty shit. But if I heard someone on a megaphone, oh my God, I'd be out of there.
I probably see something every single 2 weeks that I could use my megaphone for.
That's
in regards
full on.
To yeah.
Do you think this doesn't need a megaphone, but this week, so they've sold our house. You know how they've been.
Oh, really?
That's trying to sell.
Oh, really?
They sold, well, it's,
What did they get for
Here's the thing. They don't tell you. You look out the front. It says under offer stuck on the board, right?
Well, I'm like, annoying. Fuck,
they've sold it. And so then we spoke to them. Someone's... So under offer, they've paid or they haven't paid. They've bought it pending. It's cooling off period, 11 days or something. They send out builders to come and inspect the property. And if it passes, usually they buy it. That's what they said to us. And we got a building inspector come out this week, and these guys had no fucking clue. Absolutely no clue. No clue at... so I know what's happened to this property. The bathtub nearly fell through the garage. Like, this is a townhouse that looks... Oh, my God. You know, it looks kind of new. Like, you wouldn't think...
The whole bath was a leak and nearly went through the whole garage.
So there was a leak. The ceiling, there was a leak. It made the ceiling fall into the garage, and the bathtub was above, and it nearly went through. And so that's just one.
Oh.
And then you saw the waterfall that was coming through my kitchen when it poured, there was just a leak in the ceiling. Anyway, they didn't get that fixed, and then they decided to sell after that. And so these guys, there was three of them, bug inspectors and also building inspectors. And they're looking around, and all of a sudden, they're in the garage saying, look at this roof. It's a bit slopey. Like, what do you think? They're like, yeah, I don't know. There's no moisture. And then they're in the kitchen looking up and like, there's a bit of marks here.
Can't Did you just keep out. Quiet or like, what was your sort of tact in the whole thing?
Dude, I kept quiet. I just want this place sold so we can stay here because it's investors that have, you know, bought it. And it's fine. Like, we'll live here for another year at least. And I didn't say anything. But these are building inspectors that have been paid to come and inspect a fucking joint.
Can they be liable?
I don't know. I said to him, have they sold it? And he said, yep. And he said, I'm going to pass the inspection. And so this place is sold for sure. Okay. I almost want to call the real estate agent, say to him, mate, I know you know what's happened here. Have you told the people who have bought this joint? What do you think I should... Well, like, what do you think I should do? Because then it's like saying to him, it's on you now. Like, I know you're the guy doing the deal. Have you told them? Like, I feel
like you should have probably just mentioned it to the inspector maybe.
Yeah, I almost felt like it wasn't my right to mention it to the inspector. Like, I feel like who it's on is the real estate agent to be...
And so,
what's your morals?
But that's the hashtag, not my job. As the 000 guy, I would 100% tell them.
Would you? Like, if you were definitely. In your house, just like...
Bree, we got a... like, for our door, it would make a whistling sound. So, they installed like a rubber... thing underneath the door. It started leaving a little mark on the floor, and so Bree contacted them to let them know. Like,
yeah,
like that's wear and tear. So yeah, no, I think that Bree and I both have the filter of over communicating on this shit.
Yeah, I know. I did think it, and it's almost like, you know me, I love having a convo about shit that's not my business. You know me.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ask him how much his Hilux was worth?
Nobody told me how much. This is what he told me. He told me how much his kids it costs to send them through school.
Really?
And on a 50%
scholarship.
Scholarship. So I was like... $175,000
Oh my God.
To send them through Ivanhoe Grammar.
That's an absolute two kids disaster. Across.
Mate, my head exploded thinking fucking $175,000 for school fees and that's at 50% off. Dude. Nah,
public school.
Nah. Look, I went to public school and I'm fine.
I went to public school. I'm fine.
I saw the PT video yesterday. You are not definitely fine. Same. That was borderline.
I reckon the...
You wanted a couple of guys nude.
No, if I did have kids, they're going public school all the way.
Same.
And then I'd prefer like...
Well, that's... Yeah.
Get them to like travel and do shit like that. But like, is the education really...
The other alternative is spending and spending money you don't have. And my parents were on the border of, here's cash we do not have. Like I said to them over the weekend, I was like, guys, you could have got a holiday house. Like, for the money they spent on us kids, my brother going through private school, my other brother going through Catholic, which
you could have got a dirt
much,
bike.
Much cheaper.
Mate,
could have got a dirt.
I went for 3 years. I could have got a fucking... I could have got a deposit for a house or something. I don't know.
Literally.
Absolute outrage. Yeah. It's phenomenal. Anyway, public schooling system is so good now. Mm. So, I'm with you, JJ. I'm with you.
Yeah, what were you going to say, Georgie boy?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm pro public school for sure. And actually, I just don't understand... Not that all private schools are same sex, but same sex schools don't get it. Don't get it at all and don't think it
should be. Don't get it?
Well, they say it's a distraction. Well, like people say it's a distraction. What's going on?
When are you ever going to... No, I just mean like working... You're not going to work with just boys your whole life or just girls your whole life.
Yeah.
I think the only thing it does is just create this weird, toxic kind of blokey system, the all-boys school. You know, it's like the...
I mean, that's what it does for blokes, right? That's like that's exactly what you think of when you think of any of the private boys' schools in Melbourne.
But the boys.
I don't think we can. I wonder, to the future saying that's what it actually does. I think it's what you can extrapolate from boys hanging around boys. Because I know plenty of guys from only guys' schools. My brother was at one, and his friends are fucking beautiful people, beautiful humans, beautiful males. Yeah,
it's not saying that if you go to a private school, you're a fuckwit. Like, there's heaps of...
No, but I think Sev's saying... Sev's sort of saying that could insinuate that. The point
being... prejudice.
It was interesting, though, George. Like, I hadn't thought about it like that. And I don't... Like, I've been to an only boys' school. I've been to co-ed school. And... definitely had more fun at the co-ed school. I'll fucking tell you that much. I will tell you
get
that
around,
much.
Did you? Yeah, had a few girlfriends.
Not get around.
Now, what'd you do?
Had fun at a few parties.
Get a bit loose.
I mean, it is to your point, George. It is a weird thing that it. I guess we're talking about teenagers, young adults, with
why would you be segregated
hormones
from the start by your gender? It's weird. Yeah. Weird to me.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to know the reason behind it being a thing from the beginning. Like, what was the... it's only been more segregated, the sexes, in the past than it is now, right? But I want... I was working it out as I was going. Years ago, it would have made a lot of sense to separate boys and, you know, girls. But now, I see the point, Georgie boy, where it... Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to understand some... Not science, but just evidence behind what the point of it is to understand it. Because I think a lot of it's probably
around confidence, right? Like, I mean, you think about people putting themselves forward in a same-sex versus co-ed environment. Like, I can imagine the same-sex, you'd probably have people putting themselves forward more. I was reading a stat the other day, and it was something like same-sex schools are going to be, like... gone in the next 50 years.
Yeah. We're all going to be dead in 50 years. That's the joke. No, we are. Definitely. Why do you think I'm buying all this dumb shit? We're all done.
Jesus.
No, definitely. Okay. On the megaphone, I want to do our new naming rights sponsor. Is that okay, TJ?
Well, are you going
to
go big?
This is the thing. I need... This has to be... This has to be a unanimous decision... that a naming rights sponsor isn't for a whole episode then. That's then the rule that's enforcing. If you do what you're about to do, it isn't for... Did you see the fly in my fucking shot?
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yuck.
It's all the water that's in
get
your
out
roof.
Of here. Yeah.
Oh my God, just there's breeding a whole flies.
No. So we're agreeing that you can be knocked off in an episode if people are sending money.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
I think so. It would be good to have sort of a like a bit of an ethics committee on this stuff.
Well,
what about like the rule of how often you're bringing out the megaphone? Like, is it once a week or
what?
You know,
am I bringing out the megaphone once a week?
How often are you going to do it?
Not if we get
every
daily.
Day.
No,
you know, like, what if no one tops the next sponsor?
You need a reason.
Are you going to keep bringing it out every day?
Yeah, I just thought this is now like a daily thing, no?
Yeah, great.
JJ.
I'm happy with that.
No, I know. It might get a bit boring, but so we can work out the creativity around it. Yeah, I forgot what I was.
Are you cool
saying,
with so me doing
back
it?
To you. Are you? I mean, you haven't.
Yes.
Oh no. What do you think?
No, I
use
think
your
it's
brain.
Just, I think
I
just,
know you're not.
I think we need. I actually. I think the ethics committee is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so why don't we do this? Because I'm.
I just
like
want to
freebies.
Make sure it's great for everyone.
I like freebies. Cam Van, you're getting an Insta story. No, you're getting an Insta tile on at Josh Jansen's Instagram account. I'm throwing that in. Okay. And so I want to
That's
sweeten
big.
The deal. Cam Van, you're getting that. Let's work on the copy together.
Just next to the screenshot of the Monopoly game, Cam Van. So it's all good.
George, that's so funny.
What the fuck are you? What's through. Your problem, George?
Real
funny. Oh, no, I'm at about a 90, so I'm feeling good.
And what, you thought fine. That the screen grab of Monopoly wasn't worth the tile?
Well, when I first saw it, I thought you posted it on the Daily Talk Show, and I was like, okay, so we've gone from two great videos to Monopoly screenshots.
Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I think that shit when I see Josh's. I'm like, oh my God, he's done. No, it's on his own. That's a free for all.
I mean, I think like creativity is about just like, you know, I think that you're coming from a place, and this is, you know, generally the case with you, George, a place of ego.
Here we go.
Whereas I'm coming from a place of.
George is the least ego.
You're trying to celebrate others. No, I get it. Josh, you're just trying to celebrate others.
George,
yeah, so, but the Monopoly win was himself. He was celebrating himself.
No. JJ, I know what it takes.
And
to
before
post
anyone
a tile.
Thinks that I'm being serious, that was a fucking joke about George. So if you're shaking your head in disgust, it's a fucking joke. Okay.
He got the reaction. It
don't be mean to
that.
George.
Well done, George. Well done, Josh. Well done.
Okay.
Okay. Go. Make
a phone time.
Yeah, phone I think time. It's yeah. We're going loose. We're going loose.
A proud naming sponsor for our megaphone is Shine Hairdressing Berwick Waters, a boutique yes. salon using nothing but the best original and mineral colours and hair care. Thank you.
What do we think?
I love it. I love it. Love it. Well done. Well done.
What was the minerals bit?
Powerful.
Oh, you know, you got to have high quality hair product.
Absolutely high quality.
It's all in the yep. minerals.
Great. Yeah. At the end of the episode, Josh, I'm gonna send through. I have this is this week. Just before I say this, it's been very announcement heavy, and I think announcements inspire announcements. So my announcement on Monday inspired another announcement. Not saying I'm the reason, but like the announcement flow on effect. Is that we all just want to announce some shit. And so yeah. there's been some great announcements. It's been great, to be honest. This week's been lots of creativity flying about, Georgie boy up and about. Jesus.
When's Sev's going to do an announcement?
I would love an announcement from Sev's.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, what
not,
am I going to announce?
You got to see.
What do you
yeah,
got?
Yeah, I don't know. Think about it.
Yeah,
you don't
not
have
much.
To really just, think no, it through.
I mean,
I don't think
yeah,
I've done
did
one.
Say oh, if I was a drink, I'd be water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love water.
Vital. It's vital.
Yeah, hydrating.
Vital to our survival.
Yeah,
but very fucking boring. Let's yeah. be honest.
No, it's got, but I think that you've got. I think you've got the ability to just to go out of your shell and do, like, what if you were to do an announcement right now? Just be brave. All the my no, announcements, I just come up with on the spot. TJ, like you don't. I know you push back on. You need to. Think about it and write it out and journal about it for 6 weeks. Like you
no,
can just
I, no,
come up with an announcement.
I'm saying I'm the guy making a video a day because I was doing too much of that. I think for Sevs, he could probably think of something like that is your superpower, Josh. Fucking mm-hmm. being able to do that. Or not even the announcement bit, but just you're winging it, your improv. It is great. Like that's what you do. And so, for Sevs, I think
he could
when
learn
he
that though.
It,
he could do a bit of improv
dude,
now.
I cannot make
something.
An I cannot make an announcement unless I'm going to do it. You have no problem making an announcement and not doing it. So the point
yeah,
being,
just
that Sevs
approach.
Fits in the.
Yeah, Fez, the chores still
Sevs
the
fits
thing,
in
or?
The.
Yes, the chores are still. If you had tuned into our Insta Live yesterday, we're doing chores after four. And after 4 p.m., we do like a live Insta. I've been doing it. And so I just do some chores while...
I'm pissed off that I haven't seen it.
You've been
doing it. But I feel Sev's...
We've done one of them.
Get me...
we started yesterday.
Sev's, tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you'd be the one that would like an announcement to be something that you are going to do and it's going to be of worth to your life. Or
what have you been thinking about, Sev's? Like, please, just give us something.
So, I mean, okay, so you want an announcement. I am becoming the slow cooker guy.
Oh, geez, that's big for your brand.
What if
you this is
yet?
Great.
No.
I mean, you've delivered. That was huge.
I actually used it last week, so.
What really? Do you mean?
If you have any slow cooker recipes, send them through.
I thought you meant Lamb you used that phrasing, the slow cooker guy. No, but I love the idea of being the slow cooker guy. And so what's it going to involve, Sevs? What are you committing to?
But you've been that guy, Josh.
I have, yes.
Tell him about it.
That's great. I mean, it's good, but it's just like you need a few different dishes. I sort of had 3 dishes and it just wasn't enough. And so I think
this is the thing. So I got excited because one of my mates, he's gotten into them recently and he's bought a second slow cooker, a second hand one for like $10 or whatever. So he's got simultaneous slow cookers just cooking his food on a Sunday for the week. And so he makes like four different meals on a Sunday and 3 of them are slow cooked. And so he does 2 at once and then another one. And then one of them he just prepares outside of that. So...
Yeah.
I could, I love that. I'm pumped.
It is a good idea.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Mate, I mean...
Yeah.
So you're for the announcement, TJ? You think it's quite good? Just imagine what we could do, the 24-hour stream. He could do two... Next time we do a 24-hour stream, he could do 2 different meals.
Mm. Yeah. I mean...
I'm also thinking about... I've got another announcement.
Oh, here we go. Oh, he's getting real heavy on the announcements. I'm loving this. There you go.
I've set up a Pinterest account and I am getting into decor as well. I've got a whole bookshelf that I need to fill and Pinterest, I set it up. I've got the kitchen that I eventually want to have and sort of the vibe of the house. And so I need to start making my way through the decor that I'm going to buy so that I can eventually have it in my house. But yeah, I've got a bookshelf to fill, so I need to look at what I need to buy for that.
So you're the Pinterest guy.
Yeah, but I think at the moment that's focused around decor because I need some for my shelf. And so I guess it moves on to be the Pinterest guy. So
Yeah,
I love it.
Love it.
I've got one too, actually. Now that I think about it.
Announcements. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Which I've actually already sort of started, but it's going really well. So I'm gonna implement it now full time.
Okay.
I am going to be getting up at 6 a.m. every day.
Oh!
Every weekday.
That's solid.
That's it. George, I know you've been up. We text sometimes quite early in the mornings, within the 6 hours.
Well, I'm out the door by 6:30.
So when did you start doing this? Because you already told me, like you spoke to me when we were driving to the PT session. You were talking about like the thing that you do now. How long have you been doing it for?
I reckon for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, that's good. That's solid.
Yeah.
That's solid. Maybe
I appreciate that, George.
He's going to bed at 9:30 too, which isn't like an early bedtime. That's great.
The thing that I've noticed is that I'm no less tired by 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or whatever. It's like it's the same, but you get an extra 2 or 3 hours working in the morning. So
great.
You know, can smash out more stuff.
Look, JJ, look, if we're to push on to kick-ons in the next sort of couple of minutes, I did text you just then because I have an announcement. Like, this is not just any announcement. This needs to be made through the naming rights sponsor of today's episode, the Megaphone. So, do you want to just do that? We could then lead
into... You're
getting
real cash-hungry with these ideas, but I love it.
I know.
Mum
came downstairs just before. She's like, "Oh, you're not having any drinks. I thought it's Friday night drinks."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She gets fickle.
Fickle.
There's a real woman.
Here we go.
Sorry, Rick. Sorry.
This is an announcement from the Shine Hairdressing Berwick Waters Megaphone. They're a boutique salon using nothing but the original and mineral colours and hair care. The first person to donate $500, Tommy will create a video as part of his daily video project.
Oh.
Now, that's a deal.
Exactly. That's get the deal. Claps happening. That is a, bring them
yeah,
up.
No, that's outrageous.
So what I'm
that's
saying, great. To elaborate.
You're doing $500 videos naming, again. I thought we...
No. The first naming rights sponsor of the Megaphone that sends $500 on PayPal, I will create a video that will fall into my week of daily videos because we've just finished off 5 days of videos back to back that I've been creating, and I'll include them in some way creatively. So it could be about their brand or about them. So it's like me just, it's a part of mine. It's, you don't get any say about the creativity. That is the caveat. I come up with that, but you will be a part of it.
And so what's the deal with
the Megaphone feature in the video?
Absolutely it will. Absolutely the Megaphone will be there and they'll get a good shout out. You've seen the videos this week. What do you think? You tell me. You want to be a part of that?
It's worth it.
I would. I would.
Yeah, great.
And so the one concern I have is that the, say someone just PayPals us now $500, it's going to be very hard to manage. So how are we going to make this more public so people can see?
Yeah. Look, well, so this is... the caveat is if four people send $500 in the next 5 minutes, I'll make a video about all of them. I understand. I'm a good businessman. I will, you know, value my customers, and so you're getting the cheapest fucking video out of us that you ever will. There's not a chance in hell I would do it if it wasn't for your silly microphone, Josh.
Don't be rude.
Megaphone. My bad.
Well, you blow up at me for that, but TJ's all right.
Anyway. I literally told him off for doing it.
No, I get it. It's okay.
Plus, I'm a director of this business.
According to PayPal, maybe I am.
Dirty little dog.
It's funny because there's some truth to it. You fucked up.
Yeah. No, but I think we could do like a list on... We could have a page on the website, you know, maybe thedailytalkshow.com/megaphone sponsors or whatever. And then we can have a running...
Megaphone.
Yeah, a running tally of everyone in there. Maybe we can even have a button on the website that plays the latest recording of the microphone sponsor read. God.
I have idea how that is possible, but I love your enthusiasm.
Can we just have a photo and you click on it?
You're not drinking, so I want that by 10 p.m. tonight. This is how much... you're sober, so you must be able to make that. Surely... Surely.
I think I've had.
Yeah, I reckon we. Yeah, we
I've
can
eaten
do something.
Something that's bad, guys. I don't know whether. Like, I'm feeling sick.
You're shit your pants.
Well, you were no good. It's
a bit like
episode.
vom. I think I may have had too many of the almond chalk things. Chalk almonds.
Yeah. Do not have another
That'll
one.
Do it.
Do not. Right. I know you. You would have another one.
Well, I thought maybe I could push through it, you know?
Push through it, baby. Push through. It's been a fun episode, fun week. And we're back tomorrow again.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing midday on weekends?
Yeah, well, the weather is beautiful tomorrow. So,
yeah, it is.
It's one of those ones that's like...
What are you laughing at?
No, well,
12
just
like, is like the...
Well, you just wouldn't... Like, from a scheduling point of view, it's not sort of like the... If you're going to watch the 6 o'clock news and you're asking what time's the news going to be on tomorrow, then they're like, oh, the weather's... The weather's going to be good, so maybe we should
push the news out, yeah.
Yeah, let's push it
8:30,
out.
8:30, yeah.
Well, we did push out 4 o'clock. I thought we were doing 12 today. So did George. George was panicking at fucking 11:30, thinking, what's going on? Are we doing 12? And then a bunch of other people. Yeah.
Look, I found out through the
we're
WhatsApp.
We're all working it out.
The WhatsApp's a great resource.
It is. So, no, look, poor bloke. Let's do 12.
That's like 15 minutes before as well.
Let's do 12 tomorrow.
All right, well, before we go, here is 10 seconds of admin.
10 seconds of admin. Have you got Instagram? Oh, perfect. Go and give us a follow and then share on Insta stories that you're listening. It will help. Thanks.
Okay, right. Let's go over. We'll go over to Zoom now. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Kick-ons is happening right now. Any final?
Yep.
Any final thoughts?
And if you don't know what kick-ons are, this is Friday Night Drinks. And if you've just started listening to the show, every Friday we do a Zoom call where we all get together, the Gronk Squad. And how do you get into the Gronk Squad, Josh? I think that requires a megaphone announcement.
Thanks to Shine. Thank you to Shine Hairdressing, Berwick Waters, a boutique salon using nothing but the best original mineral colours and hair care. You can just go to thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks, fill out the details, and then you can join the Friday Night Drinks.
All good?
Unbelievable.
Right.
That is it.
Great.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Let's at kick on, midday? Baby.
Yeah, midday. See you
midday.
Okay. Bye, everyone.